water, just saying. Questions?
Chase, do you just take us through this one, just going on the road and the SEC pulling out a hard-fought one?
You know, we knew from Monday the get-go is going to be a hard-fought battle. Like I said, Coach Fisher was pressing us every day in practice, you know, to adapt to the environment because, you know, it's very hostile down here. And we put a lot of pressure on ourselves this week. We knew everybody was waiting to see how we were going to respond, you know. There's been some talk about previous A&M teams not being able to get over that hump, and so we took that personal this week that we were going to get over that hump, and we were able to show that today.
They rally off, they tie it at 16, just to be able to come back and do this on the road in that kind of environment.
Yeah, we kind of like making it entertaining lately, but, you know, like I said, it all goes back to how we practice. You know, we fight through adversity, and it's not like we enjoy making it this close, but it's one of those things, like, we kind of, our motto is we're built for this, like, we're built different than most teams, and we take pride in that.
That third down catch you had on the go-ahead drive, you kind of walk through that. And the middle of the field was pretty open, obviously, all day. What advantage did you take of that throughout the game, and particularly with that play?
Yeah, their safeties and backers, they kept miscommunicating on how they were going to guard me or how they were going to guard me and Trevor when we were doing the two tight end set. And I saw the safety go out wide and the backer come in. So I kind of had a pre-snap the demeanor that it was going to be open. And like I said, that's one of those things. Me and Kellen, we've ripped that play so many times in practice. It was finally good to actually get to run it in the game.
James, was there what kind of discussion was going on among the offense as y'all were going out for that last series?
Let's just finish it. Let's finish it and get home. I say we knew how tough it was going to be, and obviously we should have capitalized on a lot of those possessions we kicked field goals on, and we knew like that was kind of badgering us, but we just kept telling each other like, let's get over the hump, like get over the hump, like this is where we do it, this is the moment.
And Coach said that he anticipated that South Carolina was going to do whatever they could to stop the run. So I just question if during the week anybody ever approaches a specifically this game could really. Be a big game for you?
To be honest, no. It was one of those things. It kind of goes back to we have faith in our run game that we can run the ball against anybody, and we can also pass the ball against anybody. And not even just to me being the receiver. Like I said, it could be any of our receivers have a big game. And so it's one of those, like when your number's called, just rise up to the opportunity and make the play.
Did you sense anything? You talked about miscommunication with South Carolina secondary return authority. Did you sense any of that on tape or anything going into the game?
Not necessarily seeing it on tape, but kind of getting out there after running a few routes, you kind of get a feel for it out there. And then when they're kind of arguing, it's kind of easy to sense that they don't know what's going on.
You know, how big were those two drives at the end of the half, first half, for Kellen's confidence the rest of the game?
They were very big. You know, he's been playing amazing, incredible. Like I said, I feel like we go through more adversity than any team. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but like I said, we keep overcoming it. And so just to see him grow as a player is incredible.
I believe with your touchdown catch, you set a school record for tight ends. What does that mean to you, and especially moving here and coming from where you came from?
You know, it's an honor to be able to play for this university in general is just a blessing. And then the fact to have the success that I'm, you know, being blessed to have is it's all just so humbling. And like I said, it's just one of the things you kind of got to soak it in because, you know, not everybody gets to experience something like this. And, you know, it just all goes back to, you know, all the hard work you put in behind the scenes that no one sees, and to finally get rewarded for it, you know, it feels good. Like I said, I wouldn't be here without any of my coaches pushing me or any of my teammates who have my back and say, you know, it's a good personal accolade, but the fact that seeing my teammates so excited for me, that's what it's all about.
Were you aware of the record before the game?
No.
Have you ever dragged a defender 20-plus yards?
Just my little brother in the backyard. never a football player.
Jace, how big was it when you're not able to punch it in the red zone, Seth, to come through? He'd been struggling, and he missed one in there, but then to come through with some of those.
He knows that we have his back regardless. Like I said, he has the hardest job on the team. And so I say, none of us want to be a kicker. That's why we don't say anything to him, because we know what he goes through. And he knows we all have his back. And so to see him be successful, you know, that's just amazing for him. Because like I said, being a young freshman, I told him on the sideline, I said, you're a five-star for a reason. And then, so it was good to see him.
So when you were dragging him along, was he trying to punch the ball out? Is that what took place or what was going on?
I think so. You know, his arm was kind of caught too, so I really wasn't going to let him go because I knew he couldn't tackle me if his arm was kind of trapped. But it was just one of those kind of bang bang things.
When did you feel the second guy jump on you?
I didn't even know there was.
All right, gang, let's get OT up here. Thanks, Jason.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Guitar on Laka.